Texte numéro 38. Facebook can ruin your life, and so can MySpace, Bebo. In the judicial backwater of a New Jersey federal court, a case is being heard that nominally affects two families, but should also make millions of Britons think twice about something they do every day. Put highly personal information on Facebook, MySpace, or Bebo. From Los Angeles to Lowestoft, thousands of social network site users have lost their jobs or failed to clinch new ones because of their pages' contents. Police, colleges and schools are monitoring MySpace and Facebook pages for what they deem to be inappropriate content. Online security holes and users' naivety are combining to cause privacy breaches and identity thefts. A survey released by Viedeo said that 62% of British employers now check the Facebook, MySpace or Bebo pages of some applicants, and that a quarter had rejected candidates as a result. Reasons given by employers included concerns about excess alcohol abuse, ethics and job disrespect. Viedeo's UK country manager, Peter Cunningham, said, "The results should act as a wake-up call to anyone who has ever posted personal information online. Millions of people are leaving personal information online, much of which is cached and remains available via search engines even after the author has removed the web page," he said. "When people who are not the original intended audience, such as potential employers, find this information, it can have a major impact on their decision-making process." Sure enough, software to try to defeat the snoops is also emerging, offering the prospect of a privacy arms race in the years ahead. Reputation Defender, for instance, offers the embarrassing personal information equivalent of credit reports, claiming it can help expunge from the online record material you regret revealing. Michael Furtick, the firm's CEO, said demand for their service is now ridiculous, with hundreds of UK clients already. Although MySpace, Facebook and Bebo do what they can to maintain the privacy of their users, there is a constant stream of security breaches related to the applications placed on the sites. And the use of social network pages to perpetrate serious sexual or anti-personal crime is well known. Virtually every week, a sexual predator is found to have used MySpace or Facebook pages to groom young girls. That's something as ubiquitous as social network sites. They have 13.7 million UK users, are exploited by paedophiles and other serious criminals is not surprising. Happily, the numbers affected are small. Social network sites have brought unexpected pleasure to millions. But if present trends continue and users fail to wise up, the sites could soon be bringing them some equally unexpected shocks. Adapted from The Independent, February 2008.